Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Nazir, Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Stam Naziris, Shloishim Yaim. Someone says, any Nazir, he does not give us an amount of days. So Stam Naziris, if he doesn't say how much, the default is 30 days. We learned this already, but the Mishnah wants to tell us the Chiddush weiter. Gilach, if he shaved his head before these days are over, Ashagulchu list him. Or it's not even his fault. List him. Robbers got a hold of him and shaved his head, even though he was screaming, no, I'm a Nazir. Basically, the Mishnah is telling us whether he did it on his own or he had no choice. Soiser Shloishim Yoim. He loses 30 days of his Naziris. So if he's only a Nazir for 30 days, he loses his whole Naziris. And that's because at the end of Naziris, you need to shave your hair with at least 30 days worth of hair to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Teglachas. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Nazir Shegilach, a Nazir who shaved his head. Beim Bezug, whether it was with scissors. You know what the sherish of the word Zug is? You ever by a chasana and you hear, the man who gives the bracha by the Sheva brachas, the Zivug should be Oile Yafa. Zivug means a pier. So a scissor are two blades that are connected to each other. That's how it works, right? And a scissor you need two fingers for. Each one goes into a ring connected to a different blade. So a scissor is called a zug. It's a match. Okay, zakta mishnah. So nazir shegilach, a nazir that shaved. Bein bezug, bein besar. Whether with scissors or with a razor. Not only that, oisha sif seif, or he pulled out his hair by hand. Kolshu, even if he took out just a small amount, even one hair. Chayiv is chayiv. That's learned from the pasuk. Tarlo Yavar. It shouldn't pass through. The Pasuk should have said Tarlo Yigaleach. What does it mean, Lo Yavar? Anything. Anything that removes hair. Wait a second, so maybe the Nazir is going to say, I can't even rub my hair, or scratch it with my nails, or maybe use a comb, I shouldn't be able to do it, because I may be pulling out hair. So we're going to say to him, look, this is what you can do, this is what you can't do. It's like the Mishnah, Nazir Choyfeif, you can rub your hair with your hand, Umefaspes, even scratch it with your nails, Avaloisarik, but you can't use a comb. Now here we come to a rule, you may remember this from Masechta Shabbos. We had it other places. Our Mishnah is ruling that a Dover She'ein Mischavin is Mutter. You're rubbing your hair, you're scratching your hair, you don't mean to pull out any hairs. Well, when you comb your hair, you don't mean to pull out hair either. Yeah, but look at the comb. There's always going to be hair in the comb. So, Memela, if we know for sure it's going to happen, that's called a psik resha, you can't do it even though it's not your intention to do it. So, same would be true in Hilchas Shabbos. Now that I pull out of hair in Shabbos. That's why you can't use a comb, even though you don't intend to pull out of here. But a hard comb is for sure going to rip out here. If it's a soft brush, that's not for sure going to rip out here. and it's not your kavana to rip out hair. It's not what you intend to do. You just want to clean your hair. You want to brush it. You don't want to rip out any hairs. It's a davar sheino mischaven. And it's not for sure that this brush is going to rip out hairs. Some emela would be mutter. Rabbi Shmuel says, lo yachav be'adama, even though we said that you can kind of rub your hair, but you shouldn't use earth as a shampoo, which apparently they did. They had a lot of natural things that maybe worked a lot better and a lot healthier than what we have today. But the Nazir was not allowed to use this earth shampoo, because that causes hair to fall out. Once again, if it's a psik resha, even though it's not his kavana, it is aser. Not just any earth. It was a certain type of earth that had certain minerals inside that cleansed the hair. And the halacha is like Rabbi Shma. The Batanura also tells us that if someone plucks out one hair, he doesn't have to start recounting his naziris yet. To be soiser shloishim yam, in other words, to have to go back 30 days, it would only be if most of his hair came out with a razor or with scissors. It also may depend which part of the hair, how much he cuts, but only then would he have to start recounting. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned, this is a Mishnah Gimel, that stam naziris is for 30 days. If he shaved his hair or others shaved it for him, whether he liked it or not, like robbers, he has to recount 30 days. Because in order for him to perform the teglachas shel mitzvah, which he has to at the end of his naziris, you have to have 30 days worth of hair. We learned in our Mishnah a nazir that shaved his hair, whether with scissors or with a razor. Or even if he plucked it out with his hand, he would be chayiv, and would be chayiv even for a single hair. Now, if he doesn't intend to take out hair, he just wants to wash his hair, that's okay. He can rub his hair with his hands, with his fingernails. He can even use some kind of a brush, as long as it's not a comb that I know for sure is going to take out hair, because if you know for sure it's going to happen, even if you don't intend to do it, that's called a psik resha, and it's asur. Psik resha means psik resha v'lo yamas. You can't say, it's a mashal, oh, he chopped off the head of the chicken, but he wanted to die. Well, if you do that, the chicken's going to die. So you can't do anything where you know for sure you're going to be over the iser. But if it's not for sure you're going to be over the iser, even though it's a possibility, we pass like Rabbi Shimon, who says the davar she'emes chaven is mutter. Rabbi Shmuel added that he shouldn't shampoo his hair with a special earth shampoo, because that causes hair to fall out.